Welcome to the podcast of Reverend Daniel Agbesi. Reverend Daniel Agbesi is the founder and head pastor of Peacekeepers Assembly International, located at Kwabena, adjacent to the community hospital. Reverend Daniel preaches on righteousness, faithfulness, godliness, love, steadfastness, and gentleness. He is the epitome of a virtuous man. Now, let's listen to Reverend Daniel.
Excited. How many of you are excited? Yes. Praise be to God. I specially welcome you to a very unique month, a month that starts the Ember seasons. You know, September, October, November, December. It is September that starts the Ember season. And I specially welcome you to our month of deep connection. Amen. Let me tell you something about deep connection. You know, the first day Jesus visited Peter, Bible said he toiled all night, but he couldn't catch any fish. Then Jesus said, man, life is not on the surface. You have to launch into the deep. When he launched into the deep, he caught many fishes such that he couldn't pull in his net. His net began to break. He had to call his friends to come and help him to enjoy the blessing of the Lord. In life, there are deeper depths and higher heights. Then hear me, in this season, God will take you deeper. Bible said, those who go on deep waters do business in the deep waters. God will take you deeper and show you things and make you things you are not. Amen. So this morning, we want to take off by looking at deep connection, part one. And the part one, we are looking at fasting. Shout, fasting. Matthew chapter 6, verse 16 to 18. Matthew chapter 6, verse 16 to 18. Praise be to God. I don't see how we can go deeper without first talking about fasting. Bible says, moreover, when you fast, do not be like the hypocrites with a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces that they may appear to men to be fasting. As surely I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face so that you do not appear to men to be fasting, but to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. I came to announce to you that you are about to walk in open reward. There is a reward that you cannot hide from your enemies. God is going to cause you to walk in open reward. When you shout amen, grace will locate you. Now, the God you and I serve cannot be found in the world of the physical. Though our God does not live in this physical world, you and I are still able to connect to Him. We are able to connect to God spiritually because our God is spirit. The God you and I serve is not flesh. The God you and I serve does not have blood running through His veins. But the God you and I serve, He is spirit. And though we cannot relate to Him in the physical, we have the ability to connect to Him spiritually. God has been able to come down to connect to humanity through our Lord Jesus Christ. When Jesus came to earth to die for our sins, that was God's attempt to bridge the gap, to bring a kind of a link that will cause Him to be able to relate to man. But for you to stay connected to God, you must apply yourself to fasting. Are you hearing me at all? After you give your life to Jesus, after you become born again, for you to be in constant touch with divinity, you must apply yourself to fasting. Not many people who are born again are connected to God. Not many people who have given their life to Christ are able to carry the presence of God. For you to be able to carry God's presence, for you to be able to have connection with your Maker, you must apply yourself to fasting and prayer. Are you still there with me this morning? God is everywhere, but God cannot be found everywhere. God is everywhere, but to see the face of God and come in contact with the power of God, it is only at designated places. God is everywhere, but you cannot find his power everywhere. God is everywhere, but you cannot see his face anywhere, everywhere. God is not in the clubhouse. God is not in the meeting of wicked people, where wicked people sit and take counsel against the godly. God is absent in that meeting. Are you still there with me? God is not in the coven of witches and wizards. You cannot find his presence there, though he is there. Hallelujah. God is everywhere, but he's not found everywhere. And in this season, you would like to be mindful of where you find yourself, because you don't like to be at places where the presence of God is absent. I pray for you that God will order your steps, that you will not be at places where God is absent. Hear me. Can I continue? God has an address. He can only be found at one place. God can only be located at one single address. If you want to find God, unless you locate this address, and this address is called the secret place. Shout the secret place. Your access to the secret place is through the door of fasting. Anyone who fasts, the person is applying the key to open the door to the secret place. If you want to encounter God, if you want to remain connected to God, you must learn how to access the secret place of God. Can I preach God's word? Your access to the secret place is through the door of fasting. It is in the secret place that you come under the wings and the pavilion of God. It is in the secret place that God casts his shadow upon your life, so that you'll be hidden from monitoring spirit, so that you'll be saved from the attacks and the arrows of the enemy. I see today that God is about to shift you into his secret place in the name of the Lord Jesus. I prophesy in this season, you will not miss God again. I say you will not miss God again. When you seek God, you will find him. The Bible says you seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Bible said he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Some trust in chariots, others in horses, but we shall trust in the name of the Lord, for the name of the Lord is a strong power. The righteous run into it and they are saved. I pray for you, because you are in the secret place of God. May God shower you with new possibilities. May God shower you with new possibilities. May God give you new organs of the body. May God give you new organs. Any organ of your body that is not functioning properly, as you shout amen, may God give you new organs. May God give you new possibilities. May God open new doors for you. May God give you new destiny helpers. May that be your portion in the name of Jesus. I see God giving new contracts, new countries to visit in this season. Come on, shout amen like thunder. Clap your hands to the preaching of God's word. Fasting, ladies and gentlemen, is the sure way or the effective way to connect to God. Through our scripture, we see how men and women connected themselves to God through fasting. Anybody who has made it in Bible days has discovered the secret of fasting. Jesus, the man we are following, fasted 40 days and 40 nights before he even attempted ministry. Why would you like to attempt things without first seeking God in fasting and prayer? Moses fasted. Cornelius fasted. The church in Antioch fasted.
churches before they made a name. It must be a fasting church. Are you still there with me at all? We saw how people fasted for many reasons in the scriptures to prove that fasting was necessary to tap into the intervention of God. Some people fast to break from the power of barrenness. Some people fast to meet their life partners. Some others fast to have relief from difficult situations of life. As we fast and pray in this season, we ask that God shall connect you to the supply of his power. May God connect you to the supply of his intervention. We pray that the hand of God will be revealed in your life, in every area of your life, so that you come out from every difficulty. May you shout a bigger amen. Amen. When we say fasting, what are we talking about? Fasting simply means giving up a craving in the physical to gain assistance from the spiritual. Fasting simply means giving up what? Craving. You like Netflix. It's good. But because you are fasting, you give up Netflix. Your eyes is doing you kini-kini to watch Netflix. But because you are fasting, you give up watching Netflix just because you want to spend time and fellowship with God in worship and in prayer. That is fasting. Are you here with me at all? You eat 3 times in a day. But because you are fasting, you have given up on food. You don't eat 3 times. You now eat once. And that even once, it's not a heavy. It's not a heavy meal. You take Fanti Kenke and then some bread. Not a whole bakery. Not the bread from the whole bakery. Just a slice of bread. And with maske or porridge or fula. You know? Just because you want to spend time with God in prayer, you are fasting. You are giving a physical craving. Some people crave for food in Ebri. So they have to drive from Accra. Craving can do stuff, yeah? Some people, because of their craving, there is a beans around Dansoma. They are in Kwabe now. They will take Totro, go to Dansoma, buy that beans and come back. That's craving. But because of fasting, they give up the beans at Dansoma. The bean seller will call them, are you not coming today? He said, please, no, I'm not coming. You give up that craving because you want to gain a spiritual assistance. You want to gain the help of God. It is called fasting. Can I continue? Fasting, number 2, is the deliberate abstinence from some form of physical gratification for a period of time in order to achieve a greater spiritual goal. For the purpose of those writing, fasting is the deliberate abstinence from some form of physical gratification for a period of time in order to achieve a greater spiritual goal. Praise be to God. The account you read in Matthew chapter 6 talks about the fact that when you fast, meaning that fasting must be part of your life. When you fast, he said, don't be like hypocrites. So we have hypocritical fasting. Because those who fast like hypocrites, they don't receive any answers from God. We are in our 30 days of fasting and prayer. And it is my prayer to God that none of you finish this fasting and be worse than how you started. Because hypocrites, when they fast, they receive no reward from God. Jesus speaking says, when you fast, don't be like hypocrites. How are they like? They have sad countenance. They can't even say amen in church. Why? They are fasting. They're on the mountain. When he says it, God bless you. God bless you. I'm in the spirit. They have very sad countenance so that you ask them, is everything all right? So no, I'm in the spirit. Cavadinotos, penendeses, itabados. They have sad countenance for they disfigure their faces. They are beautiful, but they become ugly. They want to use their fasting to oppress every well-meaning person around them. I'm fasting. Stop singing and praising God in the house. Can't you see I'm fasting? That they may appear to men to be fasting. They don't appear to God, they appear to men. The reason for their fast is not to gain the attention of God, but to gain the attention of men. They are hypocrites. And Jesus speaking said, "Surely I say to you, they have their reward." In other words, they have shook hands with the monkey. In other words, if they are not fasting, cry is good. There's no reward for them. Once men take cognizance of the fact that these guys are fasting and they have used their fasting to oppress other men, Jesus is speaking, says they already have their reward. Praise be to God. Don't appear to men to be fasting. So, sister, won't you come over this weekend? Oh, I'm fasting. Oh, you can look for any other excuse, but you have got like a gong beater on your status. Hey, we are fasting. People of God, you hypocrites and sinners, we are fasting. Amen. Jesus said, don't appear to men that you are fasting. Praise be to God. We've made public announcement because once you are part of this year, you know we are fasting for 30 days. That is a different scenario. But when you rub it in the face of people who are not even part of this church, and because of you, the office must be tense in a particular way. You are calling attention to yourself. That is not how fasting must be. Jesus says they have their reward. By the hypocritical fast, you have not found God but men. And you receive the attention of men. And there is no reward attached to that. Hypocritical fast is like how a mother soothes the child with a pacifier. You know, pacifier? Pacifier is that thing that parents put in the mouth of their baby. It's like a nipple of a breast. So the baby sound, but no milk is coming. Just to shush the baby, like, keep quiet. You know, when the baby is crying, it's a false breast. You put it in the mouth of the baby to keep quiet, to make the baby be quiet. And the baby should think that, that is breast, but there's no breast milk coming. So you see that the baby is quiet, but there's no nutrition. You are doing the thing, no? You are doing the fasting. You have even grown slim. You used to have pot belly, but now you have six packs. As a result of 40 days fasting and prayer, you are just exercising, you are just detoxifying. There is no spiritual blessing attached to what you are doing. It's like how a pacifier is in the mouth of a baby. The baby is quiet as though it's sucking breast, but there's no nutrition coming. Give the Lord a clap of hand. That is how hypocritical fasting looks like. Can I continue? But the fast which gets the attention of God, for God to reveal himself in your life, start from verse 17. But you, when you fast, anoint your head. Every day when you wake up in this month, as you are fasting, anoint yourself. Anoint yourself. Anoint yourself and speak blessings on your life. The Bible said, and wash your face. Verse 18. So that you do not appear to men to be fasting, but to your Father who is in the world. Oh, preach with me. Who is where? Who is where? Where to access God is a secret place. Listen, in life, you are either in the secret place or in the secret court. Hello? If you live life on the casual note, say, as for me, I know my right. I know my right. I know my right. You will become a thanksgiving offering to somebody from the secret court. You are either making it by the secret place or you are making it by secret court. But as your pastor, I recommend to you the secret place of God. Are you hearing me at all? Because Bible said, by flesh shall no man prevail. You cannot rely on your strength to make it. You can't. Sister, you can't. My brother, you cannot rely on your power to make it in life. When you use your strength, what happens is that you start from one point of life. You keep going, you come back to the same spot. I pray for progress for you. Because you are seeking the face of God, may your life move forward. I say, may your life move forward.
I say, may your life move forward in the name of Jesus. Come on, shout yes. Those who belong to the secret court, Satan has no blessing to give. He steals to give to them and to destroy their soul. Satan is only interested in their soul. Say, give your soul to me. Give your, sell your soul to me, and I'll make you rich. But when I'm making you rich, your riches will only last for 5 years. I'll give you a Range Rover. I'll give you all the houses. As for the chicks, the babes, they'll line up in your house. You have enjoyment. Enjoyment all around. But this money I'm giving you, you can't help your mother with it. You can't help your father. Because it is only the blessing of the Lord that makes rich without adding sorrow. But when Satan gives you anything, it comes with condition. I pray that you find a secret place. In the name of the Lord, you clap your hands and celebrate God. Everybody who is spiritual is validated by his access to the secret place. If only you are spiritual, we know it by your access to the secret place. You cannot be spiritual and not have access to the secret place. Then you are not spiritual. You only have a label. You only have a tag that you are a Christian. But beyond that tag, you must be spiritual. And what makes us know you are spiritual is your frequent access to the secret place. Can I continue? To receive reward on earth, you must belong to the secret place. That's like I'm in some people, their houses, they have a place they pray. They call it their prayer altar. That place is, if the house is not neat, that side is neat. Because that is where they pray to God. That's when they build their houses and they built an attached house to it. That is where they pray. Because sometimes when they are in the main house, they get distracted. Are you hearing me at all? Some people, their bedroom is their secret place. Once they enter, they say, Father, I thank you for my life. They begin to fellowship. They begin to play worship song. There are some people, their whole house is a secret place. Hello? I know many men of God, mentors, both white and black. Men of God. When you enter their house, everywhere is worship. Everywhere is worship. There are some, the married ones, they have headset on their ears. Unless you have something proper to tell them. Every day, they want to access the secret place because that is where all rewards, all blessing comes from. Are you hearing me at all? Shout the secret place. Oh, come on, shout the secret place. You cannot live a casual life and think you are still spiritual. Spirituality comes with serving God, with fasting, to unlock the power and reward of the secret place. Spirituality comes with what? Serving God with what? Fasting and prayer to unlock the power and the reward of the secret place. The reward from accessing the secret place is called open reward. Shout open reward. Come and shout open reward. The reward that comes into your life anytime you are an individual of the secret place is that God gives you an open reward. Meaning the reward will be so loud that every ear must hear about it. Meaning that the reward must be so conspicuous that every eye will recognize that this reward is attached to you and it is the doing of the Lord. I pray that God will give you an open reward. I pray that God will give you an open reward. There is a reward, a blessing in God that you cannot hide it. You want to hide it. Like Moses, when the parent gave birth to him, they were able to hide him for 3 months. After 3 months, said, this guy will kill us. So they bought basket, coated the inside with tar, and put cloth in it, put Moses on it, and put him on a river. That we've handed you over to God. We've handed you over to God. There is a blessing you cannot hide after some time. You may hide 1,000 Ghana cedis. You may hide 10,000 Ghana cedis. But when it hits a certain level, sister, you want to hide, but you are smelling money. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. May God give you open reward. Shout, I have open reward. Come on, shout, I have open reward. In the name of Jesus. Open reward is a blessing you cannot hide. So that your enemies will know God is with you. Now, there are 4 types of rewards when you are that person who visits the closet. There are 4 types of reward.
Can I share them with you? There are four types of reward anytime you visit the closet. Number one is called spiritual rewards. Amen. Spiritual rewards. And under the spiritual rewards, there are four sub spiritual rewards. Number one, under the spiritual reward, is direction. Shout direction. When you visit the secret place, God gives you direction in life. Can I tell you something? Not everybody who is busy in a week is going somewhere. People are busy, but they don't know where they are going. They have no idea where they are going. You see, without direction, you will never arrive at a destination. If you know you are going to Kando, there is a route to take. Hello? You don't say, you want to get to the station? By the grace of God, I'll go to Kando. We don't use by the grace of God to arrive at Kando. You must know the route, the direction to Kando. To arrive at Kando. The reward of spending time with God is that He gives you a sense of direction. You know exactly where you are going. Vision. Bible said, by the lack of vision, my people perish. You know where you are going in life. I pray that God will open your eyes and give you direction for your destiny. That you will not end up at places you don't want to end up at. I pray for you that may God give you direction. In the name of Jesus. Acts chapter 13 verse 2. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. So when they were praying, asking God for laborers, God said, choose for me Barnabas, choose for me Saul. Saul who became Paul. You see, from human standpoint, it will look like Saul is not ready, because this is a man who has persecuted the church, fought against the church. From a human standpoint, you are afraid that when you choose Saul and make him a leader of the prayer team, you go and bring witches and wizards. But the Holy Ghost knows that this guy, giving him a chance, will transform the face of Christianity. He says, separate them unto me. How did they hear the voice of God? When they ministered to the Lord and fasted. When they were in worship, in fasting, then they will hear the voice of God. So places where people don't fast and they hear God's voice, brother, you must run, must take off. Somebody who don't fast, and the person said, and the Lord spoke to me, and the Lord said to me, and the Lord said to me, one of these days they will fry your finger. Because you don't fast, how are you able to have access to heaven? How are you able to have the direction of God? You don't visit the secret place. You don't even do morning devotion. How do you hear the voice of God? In this season, as we seek the face of God, minister to Him in worship, minister to Him in fasting, may you have direction for your life. Come on, shout yes. The second spiritual reward is called discernment. Amen. Luke chapter 2, 37. Not every opportunity is from God. Hello? Not every opportunity is from God. There are certain places God will never send you to go and preach. He will never send you to go and preach. Well, one, He knows your capacity. Two, He knows that when you go there, they will kill you. The way you talk, no. Hello? Not every opportunity is from God. The guy may be good. He may speak slangs. He has lafa, locally acquired foreign accent. As you are saying God, He is saying God. But that is not God's will for your life. You must be discerning. You must know what is of God and what is not of God. And that particular reward comes when you spend time in the secret place. How do you know the difference between evil and good? Sometimes it's difficult to tell. Because some people can pretend for so long, but the Holy Ghost will tell you. It can make you discern it. You will know the difference between good and evil. Is somebody hearing me? And this woman was a widow of about 84 years who did not depart from the temple but served God with fasting and prayers night and day. So the day, when you continue reading, it's talking about Anna. Anna, she got married. Her husband died after 7 years. She decided to be serving God in fasting and prayer, praying about the promise of the coming of the Messiah. So in the day the parents brought Jesus to the temple, he looked at his child and said, this guy is the savior. This guy, he carries the destiny to break the back of the devil and the bondage of wickedness. Are you here with me? He's able to tell. How are you able to tell? Because a person is fasting and praying. Are you hearing me? Last Friday when we closed from church, one of our brothers, Pastor Acha and Pastor Prince, was with me, and one of our brothers brought this baby. And when I was just playing with the baby, and my fingers pick a signal. My fingers, I pick a signal, and I saw an attack in the lungs of the baby. I saw flames. That's on a physical sense, but behind it is an arrow. And I saw the child is having difficulty in breathing. And the Lord spoke to me and said, my hand is on him. Tell him that nothing bad will happen to the child. When I spoke to him, he said, they rushed the child to the hospital some days ago, and they have to put a stabilizer, what do they call it? Nebulizer. Thank you. Nebulizer. If you are not there, I would have deceived them. Nebulizer. Because he has difficulty in breathing. Because I saw the attack down like asthmatic in nature. But when I touch the child, even the fingers pick a signal in the spirit. Discern that an arrow of the enemy has been shot. May God give you discernment. I say, may God give you discernment. When I spoke to you in the mind of God, he was relaxed. The Lord said, my hand is on the child. Therefore, the evil will not work. I pray for you. May God cause you to be discerning. In the name of Jesus, the third reward is power. Shout power. Luke chapter 4 verse 14. We are still under the spiritual rewards. The third one is power. Then Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee, and news of him went out through all the surrounding region. Hear me. What is power? Power is the capacity to do something or ability to influence the course of event. When you are powerful, it's not what the witches say in your background that will happen to your life. You will stand and say, this is what is happening in my family, but minus me. You have power to change the course of event. I pray for you. May power come upon your life. May power be visited upon your life. Come on, shout yes. Power, the capacity to do something. Nobody buys a land in your family and build. But you buy a land and build four-story building house. Because why? Power is on your life. Capacity to do something. I pray for you in this season, as we seek the face of God, may the power of God be visited upon your life. I said, may the power of God be visited upon your life. When you shout, amen, power will locate you. Hallelujah. It shall not be by the times of your enemies. They will have a meeting, conspire, that let's not give her that promotion. Let's not give him that promotion. You hear about it and you laugh. Because why? You know power is on your side. Bible says, why do the hidden rich and the people imagine a vain thing? And the kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and his anointed, saying, let us break the abyss asunder. Let us cast their cause away from us. But he said, he that sits in the heavens shall laugh. For the Lord will have them in confusion. They are planning your downfall. But one word from your mouth changes their plan. Is somebody hearing me at all? Receive the power of God. Receive the power of the Holy Ghost. When they plan it to the left, you change it to the right. Why? Power is on your side. Grace is on your side. If God be for you, who can be against you? I see power on your side this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus. What your enemies say you will not become, I prophesy by the power of God you will become it. What they say you will not get to, the country they say you will not enter into, as you clap your hands, by power we open doors. 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 In the name of Jesus. Celebrate God in this place this morning. Celebrate God. Hallelujah. The last spiritual reward is humility. Psalm 35 verse 13. Humility. Amen. Humility. Psalm 35 verse 13. But as for me, When they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. The B part is my emphasis. I humbled myself with what? Proud people can't fast. Can I tell you something? Proud people think they can figure it out. Oh, I've read macroeconomics. I know how to plan my life. You know, proud people don't fast. If my people who are called by my name will do what? Will humble themselves and pray. Proud people don't fast. People who are humble, they acknowledge that they can't figure it out. Say, God, take over. Take over. When you join our Zoom meeting, there's a song we play. Take over. Spirit, take over. You have heard it tonight. It has entered your bones. Take over. Spirit, take over. By myself. Spirit, take over. When you join us tomorrow, you will know. You will know the song. Praise the Lord. Humility. You cannot try to be humble. You fast to be humble. Fasting is your demonstration that you are humble, that you need a higher power to intervene in your affairs. So the reward, one of the spiritual rewards of being in the secret place, is that you receive what? The grace to be humble. Give the Lord a clap of it. Now we are going to the second type of reward. When you visit the closet, the second type is to get 100% answers for your prayer. Ezra chapter 8 verse 23. To get 100% answers. Do you know it's not everybody that prays that receives answers? Hello? Are you in church? Do you know that it's not everybody that prays that receives answers? They pray. They even remove their shoes. Come at what? I pay what? I pay what? See, nothing is happening. Ezra chapter 8 verse 23. So we fasted and entreated our God for this, and he answered our prayer. In this month, may God answer your prayer. You are not here. I say, in this month, may God answer your prayer. May God answer your prayer. Let the meditation of your heart, the contemplation of your spirit, ascend to God in form of prayer. May answers come down for your sake. I say, may you receive answers to your prayer in the name of Jesus. The third reward when we visit the closet of God is deliverance, shout deliverance. Isaiah 58 verse 6. The Bible says, is this not the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bonds of wickedness. To undo what? Heavy burdens. To let the oppressed go free. We'll come back to that. And that you break every yoke. When you visit the prayer closet, you activate deliverance on your life. Can I tell you something? God always leaves something in your life that will cause you to always rely on him. There's always a battle to be fought. He never gives you 100% relief. When you read Exodus 23, God speaking says, I will not drive the Canaanite, the Jebusite, the Hivite, all those tithes people know, tithe, habitite, Jebusite. He said, I will not drive them out before you in one day, but I'll do it small, so that you keep relying on me. I don't think there is always this battle, brother. When you finish this one, then another one comes out. There is always another battle to fight so that you will keep relying on God. Like, when at all will I be free? Sister, you are free. God is just protecting your faith. Are you hearing me at all? There is always, he said, I will not drive them out from before you in what? In 1 year. Lest the land become desolate and the beasts of the field become too numerous for you. Go ahead. So you see, God does not, he said, little by little, I will drive them out from before you until you have increased and you inherit the land. Until you have increased capacity. You get my point? So it looks like the relationship issue is about to be solved. No, then unemployment. Then he said they want to lay off. Oh, as you are in that one, you are facing that, you are praying about that one. He said, your mother is sick. It looks like you are thinking, God said, little by little, you must keep trusting me for everything in your life till you have increased capacity. Once you increase capacity, I'll drive all of them away from you. Give the Lord a clap of hands. Praise be to God. Deliverance is a reward. The last one is healing. Shout healing. Isaiah 58 verse 8. Isaiah 58 verse 8. God help me. Then your light shall break forth like the morning. Your healing shall spring forth speedily. There's a particular condition doctors cannot diagnose. What takes care of that situation is your access to the secret place. Are you hearing me? Your access to the secret place. You'll be healed without any doctor touching you. May that be your portion. When you miss the importance of fasting, you will live a miserable life as a Christian. You begin to ask God, why me? Why me? God, why me? It's because you don't know the importance of fasting. When you know the purpose of fasting, you enjoy the benefits of fasting. After this benefit, then we close. There are certain benefits that accompany fasting. And there are people, they fast, but they fast the wrong way. I'm going to show you the right way to fast. There are people, they are fasting, but they are not seeing results. But from today, you will see results. I say you will see results. There are benefits in fasting. Number one, access to the secret place. That's what we spoke about. Hello? When you fast, you have access to what? The secret place. Number two, you deal with sin. Dealing with sin. One of the major reasons we fast is to deal with sin. Sin in the life of a believer is when that believer rebels against the instruction of God. You have a particular disposition that always disobey God. You deliberately disobey God. You need freedom from that kind of spirit and attitude. And what will give you that freedom is when you avail yourself in fasting. Because when you don't fast, you can't deal with it. Are you there with me? Sin in the life of a believer will make that believer rebel against the instruction of God. Sin in the life of a Christian is a proof that that individual does not fear God. You know that God is there. You know that what you want to do, you must not do it, but you do it because you can't help yourself. Paul said, what I hate to do. He said, I don't understand what I do. What I want to do, I don't do it. What I hate to do, that is what I do. By the time I realize, I have finished everything and licked the plate. I finished everything. Something beyond my strength is compelling me against my will. Hello? When you are caught in sin, don't call it a different name. It is in a place of fasting that we come just as I am without one plea. You don't call it a different name. When lust is worrying you, you say, you don't say that, oh, I just had a thing. I just had a thing with them. It's not a thing, it's lust. Don't dignify it. I'm about to tell you something. Because sin can poison your relationship with God. It can destroy your fellowship with God. It can make you a prisoner. Hello? So I just had a thing. It's a fling. It's a fling. Brother, it's not a fling. Jamai. It's not a fling. So it's my bad. It's a bad habit. My bad. It's not a bad. You are under bondage. You need freedom. And God will free you. Don't say everybody is doing it. Everybody is saying it. In the day you die alone. In the day your friends are getting blessed, they get blessed alone. You don't say everybody is doing. You are not everybody. You are different. Just tap your neighbor and say, my neighbor, I'm different. Say, you have no idea, but I'm different. You don't want to dignify sin because sin poisons our fellowship with God. It brings a bad blood between God and us. Sin will turn the face of God away from you and to shut your heavens. Sin will turn the face of God, your Father, your Maker. Sin will turn his face away. And above all, sin will shut your heavens. When you pray, your prayer goes nowhere. The more you pray, the more things become worse. No sinner can have his prayers answered. Isaiah 59, 1 and 2. Isaiah 59, 1 and 2. No sinner. No sinner. When you think you are caught in sin and there's a door that is opening for you, Satan, Satan is opening the door for you. I'm telling you. Satan is opening. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, nor his ear heavy that it cannot hear. Number verse 2. But your iniquities have separated you from your God. Your sin has separated you from your God. And your sins have hidden his face from you so that he will not hear. Do you see that? Not that he doesn't want to answer your prayer, but sin has a way of pushing you far away from grace. He has a way of embarrassing you. You pray, a chance comes in this house, you are the only one who goes to peacekeeping assembly. You are the one who prays. Please pray for your nephew. So that when you pray, even the cockroaches in your house will stand in the closet. Say, wait, dear, this prayer is going nowhere. Then you now when you are praying, see that you gather the thing, then you scatter it. The Father, I thank you, Satan, you are my God. Say, sorry, it's not my God. Satan, God punish you. See that you now you gather it, you scatter it. Sin doesn't make you confident. Sin. If you think the presence of God is not there, you sin. Let's give you a microphone to stand here. You can't. You'll be afraid of something will make you fall down. Are you still there? But go to verse 1. Give it to us in another rendition. Are you being helped this morning? Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened. Can you give it to us another rendition? The Lord's arm is not too weak to save you, nor is his ear too deaf to hear you, to hear your call. It's your sins, oh, that have cut you off from God. Because of your sins, he has turned away and will not listen anymore. This isn't God who answer your prayer. He will hear your prayer. Proverbs 28 verse 13. My God. Proverbs 28 verse 13. He who covers his sins will not prosper. Do you see that? But whoever confesses and forsakes them will have mercy. The reason you fast is that, Father, I am bad. I renounce every bad attitude. Help me. Bible says, if you confess your sins, he is faithful and just. 1 John 1:19. To forgive your sins and deliver you from all unrighteousness. He says, if you cover it, sister, you will become poor. You will not prosper. The business will be dying in your hands. Go back to Proverbs. It's 1 John 1:19. 1 John 1 verse 9. 9 rather. But this one says, he who covers his sins will not prosper. It looks like the business wants to take off. Then take down. The thing begins to die. You fast and you pray. But the back of fasting and prayer is when you have admitted to your shortcoming. You say, God, I renounce them. Help me out of this state. Help me quickly, else I'll not prosper. Help me quickly. Help me quickly. He who covers his sins will not prosper. But whoever confesses and forsakes them will have mercy. May the Lord have mercy on us. May the Lord have mercy on you. In the name of Jesus. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 23. Proverbs 1 23. Are you still here? Proverbs 1 23. Turn at my rebuke. The Lord is saying, turn at my rebuke. Surely I will pour out my spirit on you and I'll make my words known to you. When I rebuke you, repent. Repent means change your mind. Turn. Don't be offended. And when you do that, I will pour my spirit on you. Anyone who is a sinner cannot sense the spirit of God. The person is cut off from the supply of the spirit. So no matter how anointed the church is, the person cannot sense God in the church. Because the person is living in sin. So the person is cut off from the reality of the supernatural. Then he said, after I give you my spirit, I'll make known my words. I'll give you revelation. So that in this very particular place, people don't see opportunities. So But I'll give you a word. You will see an opportunity. It will turn into a business. And people will begin to wonder, how is he able to make it? It's because I have made my word known to you. Turn at my rebuke. The Bible says, in the day you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. When God speaks to you, don't be offended. Repent. Else, these 30 days of fasting, you are just doing a slimming course. Just need a dietitian to plan another meal for you. But if it will benefit you, repent. And when you repent, I'll release my spirit. I'll pour. It will not be small. Sprinkle. No. I'll pour it. I'll not measure it. I'll just pour my spirit. Number two, I'll make my words known to you. You will know things other people don't know. You hear things other people don't hear. I pray, may your spirit be open. May the Lord release his spirit upon your life. May he grant you access to revelation. Shout yes. Sin locks you out of the presence of the spirit. May not send his spirit. John chapter 5 verse 14. 3 minutes and we are done. John 5 14. The Bible speaking says, afterward Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, see, you have been made well. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you. Sin doesn't make things better in your life. Sin moves things from bad to worse. Nothing gets better. Nothing gets better. In sin, it gets worse and worse and worse. Make sure you don't go back sinning. Sin means what? Rebellion against the instruction of God. Sin means what? Disobeying the instruction of God. For instance, God says, if you want to talk to me, come to the closet. Make time and pray. Pray. Seek my face. You find me. You don't do it. You are sinning. God wants to have fellowship with you. Say, God, I have more other important things doing. That's what you are telling him. Say, seek first. Say, I'll seek you second. Say, no, seek me first. Don't visit your WhatsApp. Don't pick the call until you service the altar. Pray. At least tell me, thank you, Father, for a new day. At least let me have that one from you. Say thank you to me because I gave you breath for another day. It's not you know your right. It's not a constitutional mandate for you to sleep and wake up the following day. It is by my mercy. When you wake up, say, Father, I thank you for a new day. I thank you for the blessing. Thank you for my family. At least give me thanks. Is somebody hearing me? When you don't do that, you are sinning. Praise be to God. The next reward or benefit actually in getting access to the closet is that it breaks addiction out of your life. It breaks what? Addiction. No matter the addiction you have, once you keep going to the closet, it will break. How does addiction form? Addiction formed by what you keep doing for 21 times. According to basic psychology, anything you keep doing for 21 times become part of your makeup. So if you want to be a porn star, keep doing it consistently for 21 days or 21 times. Is that when you buy data? Shroom, you go there. Now, thank God, data is very expensive. You go there. So to break out from addiction, you must live a kind of life for 21 times. So we did 21 days of this fasting and prayer. You must be able to cultivate another lifestyle. Are you getting my point? Once you are able to be consistent, reading your Bible, praying, seeking the face of God, giving attention, you wake up in the morning to do. You do your today, 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. morning dew. All right? So 6 to 8. You do whatever thing you maybe prepare. You listen to worship. You play. Then if you are not working and you are self-employed, as you are not working for somebody, you are self-employed. 8 to 11, you plan that from this time, this is what I will do. I'll read a book, a chapter of a book, or 2 chapters of the book. No calls. You put your phone somewhere. Put it on flight mode. Do not disturb. Anyone who knows me knows that. Okay, you put your phone somewhere. You put your where? Somewhere. You read 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Because if you are working for somebody, you cannot be picking calls as you are working for the president. Put yourself on God's payroll. Read 11 a.m. Now you check your WhatsApp chats. Check your missed calls. Then you return the calls. You return the WhatsApp chats. Hello? So you give yourself that 30 minutes for that. So 30 minutes, you put yourself lunch break. 12, you go on lunch break. Now, thank God we are fasting. So your lunch is that. Father, I thank you. Thank you for everything. Thank you, my Lord. You come back at 2. Or lunch time is an hour. Now, 1. Sister, come back. Sit down. Continue reading. Continue improving. Take online. Now, online courses, a lot of them are free. Hello? Someone sent me a link. Say, Pastor, there's this. This is a program you can consider. Say, the Lord bless you. You are thinking good of me. Online courses are free. Learn how to do bread making. Online. Teach you to give certificate. Boflot is online. How to fry boflot. It's online. Free course. Learn something. Don't be online. Every day we check Instagram. I don't know how you do it. Instagram, Facebook. You are everywhere. Meanwhile, you're a brand ambassador. You are not an influencer. What are you doing there? That's not your office. I get to my point. When you do this thing for 21 days, you break an addiction. Please, I get to my point. You do what? You break an addiction. You develop a new lifestyle. Without alarm, you wake up. Without anybody telling you, you sit down. You program your day. Please, are you getting me at all? You break an addiction by doing that. There's some people, they have planned you in their day. After they have read, after they are bored, then they call you, hey, Pastor Acha, how are you? And just call you, hey, Pastor Acha. So if I want to do US this, then how can I do it? The person wants to just want to cool off. So after Pastor Acha picks the first call, another person is calling. You spend your 24 hours picking and making calls. After 21 days, you are going nowhere. Even if no one calls you, you look for someone to call. You look for someone to call because you are free. Huh? You have allowed yourself to be programmed as making call or receiving call. So to break that addiction, follow God for 21 days. He said, follow me and I'll make you. Hello? Follow me and I'll do what? Make you. Your making is in the following. Once you keep following God, He makes you into somebody you are not. Give the Lord a clap of hands. The last one, and then we close. The last one. The last benefit. You are armed for spiritual warfare. Isaiah 58, 6 to 7. Thank you, Heavenly Father. You are armed for spiritual warfare. Is this not the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bonds of wickedness? When you fast, you generate spiritual power. You have access to God's power to destroy the wickedness of the enemy. A bond means something that can be used to tie many things together. So you can see in here that in some families, they have been tied. But because you are fasting, you have access to God's power to break yourself free from that entanglement. Somebody hearing me? You are able to break it. Why? You have access to power. Number two, to undo heavy burdens. It's not strange to see young people in Ghana when they sit for 5 minutes. So are you okay? Say this economy. They are under heavy burdens. The way to have relief and peace of mind in this season is your access to the supernatural power of God. Else, you are there, but you have carried Ghana on your head. You need to be free from that heavy burden. Isaiah 10:27. By the lifting of the oil, every what? Yoke shall be broken, and the burden shall be lifted. Fasting gives you access to the anointing, gives you access to the power, gives you access to the oil of God to deal with what? Burdens. You are there. Let's go back. Yes. To let the oppressed go free. What does it mean? Forgive people. Anybody you keep in your heart, you have oppressed the person. Say, this guy, you not do well, da. As long as I live. Is that? You not live for long. Let the oppressed go free. In the time of fasting, anyone who has offended you, as people have offended you have offended people. Lord. Do you know that? That's why he said, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who trespass against us. So if you are holding on to someone who has offended you, God will also hold on to your offense. But when you let go, you set yourself loose. Let the oppressed go free and break every yoke, every curse you have. You bought egg and snap. You are a Christian, but you know Peter. You curse people. Go and reverse it. During fasting and prayer, this is the approach. Go ahead. Verse 7. Is it not to share your bread with the hungry? Anything you want to see in life, you must begin to give that thing. You hear what I said? You want to have money, give money. You want to have food, buy food, give food. Eh? For once, when you go and buy food, pay for someone's meal. Someone that can never look for you and say thank you. Some of you do good to people that you know can do good back to you. It's not good. You are in transaction. You are a businesswoman. But do good to people who cannot even come back and say thank you to you. Do good to people who cannot even pay you back again. Praise be to God. Reverend George Annan of blessed memory. Yesterday was his birthday. He did us good. He's in heaven. Do you think God will not reward him? If it's not because of him, we will not be gathered here. Says, do good. Do good. Everybody that will come here and be blessed and give their life to Christ and be impacted and be influenced, as he's in heaven, you'll be receiving notification. Reward. Reward. Because why? He has done one act of good, but it's going a long way to bless many people. Share your bread with the hungry. When you do good, you think you've touched an individual. You've touched many people you can't see. Because this man is coming from a family. A mother, sisters, brothers. So you touch him, you've touched many people. When you make him strong, you are making him strong for many people. That's why you don't fight human beings. Well, trying to bring someone down, you are bringing a whole home down without you knowing. Are you there? Share your food. Anything you want to increase in, begin to give that thing. Luke chapter 6, verse 38. He said, give, and it will be given to you. Good measure. Pressed down. Shaking together. And running over, will it be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. Praise be to God. Many years ago, when I was on campus, we used to pray in the bush. And there was a guy who had a ministry. So he came, he said, oh, he wants to buy plastic chairs. So out of my feeding, I gave him money to buy plastic chairs. Today, we are not sitting on plastic chair. That one chair is 250 Ghana cedis. This is pressed down, shaking together, running over. You cannot harvest your kind of seed. Harvest is different from seed. When I was serving my pastor, I bought ceiling fan in a chair. I was using ceiling fan here. No. Pressed down. Shaking together. When I'm going to buy Gary, Okay, let me. When I'm going to buy condo or cassava dough. If you don't know inside and you're on phone, you just sprinkle it on it and then. But if you know inside, say, madam, turbo, press it. Let the air bubbles all come out. Then you shake it. If you buy Gary in a sack, when they pour it inside, let it be shaking. If you know inside, you know what I'm talking about. You shake, so that the sack will be like this. Then after they pour the Gary, say, madam, when you are fetching it, fetch it with your hands. running over. You don't go to the market, so you don't know what I'm talking about. Give. He didn't specify what. You want people to be praying for you, pray for other people. God will raise people to pray for you. You get my point? You want to travel? When someone is traveling, help them. Help them with counsel. Give them good counsel. Encouragement. If you have money, so, Charlie, this 500 cities. You use it for something. As you are going, hit through the Sarah Belikaklo. You can buy revive financially. You have added to the person's traveling. Sister, you too, when it comes to your turn, God will cause men to do a good measure, pressed down, shaking together, and running over. Will it be put into your bosom? For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. Give the Lord a clap. So we are continuing. We have 27 days more to finish our 30 days fasting and prayer. Please do it too. Do it. Do it. It's an opportunity. Do it. If you don't have, thank God we are bringing daily prayer bullets. Take them one after the other. You can spend 15 minutes, 10 minutes praying the prayers through. And believe God. Release your faith. God will do something in your life. He will do something in your life. Bow down your heads in prayer. Say, God, as I fast in this week, in this month, may I have access to your secret place. Make known to me your spirit and pour out revelation to me. Let me have access to your secret place. Let me see your face. Pour out your spirit. Pour out your spirit. Pour out your spirit and make your revelation known unto me. Do we, Lord? Please do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Come on, give the Lord a clap of praise.
Thank you for listening to today's message. We believe you have been blessed, uplifted, and transformed by the word of God. Kindly subscribe to our podcast and as well follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Peacekeepers Assembly and on Twitter at Peacekeepers International for more updates. Or call our office on 054-6764-890. God bless you.